Now, having said that, what now happened is that our elders that were born in 1900, or even before that, our people who were born in 1830, 1850, these were the people who were born as young kids. And when they grew up, they didn't get a chance much to know about their traditional, their cultural tradition in spiritual related matters. And some of them managed to acquire it through their grandfathers at that time, and they were the one who kept it alive. And many of them, many of the population of Hudson James Bay totally have forgotten it. I mean, didn't use it anymore. And then today, what is happening now? For the last 10 years, it emerges again, this the old tradition, your practice. But the belief is not there. It's not practiced. People who practice that, even drummers, you know, they still go around with the Christian practices, I mean, rituals. They still go to the Buddhist and they mix it. But the pure one is not there. But the pure one was not written down and was not fully explained, because now there's hardly any person who understands exactly what it is. So now, this is the introduction about this thing. Then when this thing emerges in Canada, and when our leaders begin to talk about the land and its connection, and God-given rights to have their own way of practice things, well, since we have partially freedom for expression and religion, this cannot be argued. And when our First Nation people in Canada began to demand their self-determination, they included their spiritual practice long time ago, which they classify as inheritance. So they have to have that. And now, especially after the Pope make sign of interest to the Native people in North America, so the rest of the Christianity follow suit. After the Pope have visited Canada and have went to Fort Simpson in Northwest Territories, it was there that he make a statement that they stand today, which all the rest of the Christian leaders have sort of take note of it. So it was since then how our First Nation spiritual practice begin to emerge a little by little. But it has been a bit too late now to bring it out as it was. Only the material practice can be exercised, but very vaguely the true spiritual part is actually exercised. So after saying this, what I want to explain here is a problem with our people, like our elders, people who are now 80 years old or 60 to 80, even 100. The kind of Christianity they were born with severity and harshness and all powerful authoritative, now they see it different. Now they feel they have been deceived. What they believe before 20, 50 years ago is totally different. They think according to their mind, to their eyes. Because today we have Christianity accepting drumming in the church or in services, and we have the priests now that are joining the drummers and everything in gatherings, and this is what sort of upset our elders. And this is why I want to explain this thing here. Now, I am not going to quote Pope John Paul, but I am going to have a little bit of recording which he has spoken, which Pope has spoken to the Native people in Fort Simpson, Northwest Territories. And from then on, the other church leaders have followed